The FAA says it wants to start testing the civilian use of aerial drones here in the U.S. It's already issued special permits to a few police departments to try out the drones. But as NPR's Martin Costi reports, some state lawmakers are putting on the brakes.
Last year, Seattle became one of the first cities to buy police drones. Public reaction here was less gee whiz than what the heck. And after a raucous city council hearing earlier this month, the mayor killed the program. Now the controversy has moved to the state capitol. In a packed hearing room in Olympia, privacy activist Sam Bellomio is proud to say that he was one of those who helped to ground the drones in Seattle.
It's almost like we're back in communist Russia or Nazi Germany, and these unmanned drones will be another tool for eventual police state.
While he's talking, a toy helicopter suddenly takes to the air.
Oh, is that his unmanned drone?
A state representative is at the controls, having a little fun before the hearing. But lawmakers here are serious about regulating drones. Shankar Narayan of the ACLU of Washington State says it may be now or never.
We don't think this is an issue that the legislature can wait a year to address. We think that these drone technologies are being developed now, and they have already outpaced the public policy debate.
The ACLU counts 21 states considering bills to regulate drones. State lawmakers appear to be reacting to recent moves by the federal government to bring the technology into civilian life. Seattle, for instance, bought its drones with a grant from Homeland Security. That struck many here as an Orwellian move by the feds, and the ACLU's Narayan says state rules will help to put people more at ease.
We think if you have those regulations in place, the public can feel confident that they know what the drones are being used for, and more importantly, that they're not being used to personally surveil them.
The Washington state bill would require police to get warrants for drone surveillance, and they'd have to delete imagery of people not targeted. The bill also creates broad exceptions for emergencies, but some police agencies say it's still too restrictive.
It's patently absurd to do those kind of limitations where we don't have them on manned rotary aircraft, manned fixed-wing aircraft, and all the other technologies that are in place.
Mitch Barker of the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs says the legislature could cripple a promising new crime-fighting technology before it's even been tried. Better, he says, to leave the rules up to the courts.
It's what they do. They outline search and seizure for us. They tell us where government officials can intrude and where they can't, and what is required to do that.
And proponents wonder why drones are being singled out when lawmakers haven't restricted other privacy-piercing technologies like license plate scanners and facial recognition software. Sam Bellomio has a theory about this.
I think the reason why it touches the nerve of American citizens is these are used in the war and in combat. So now they say, well, we want to use drones here in civilization, and so what are we, in a war against citizens?
He admits these drones are not war machines. They're unarmed, and they're practically toys, capable of staying in the air only about 15 minutes. But the way technology moves, he says, that's going to change fast. And he'd rather have restrictions on the books before the sight of hovering drones starts to seem normal. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.